USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has declared a state of disaster emergency after an intense storm produced multiple tornadoes in her state outside of Wichita. In the city of Andover, several homes were damaged and the roof of the YMCA collapsed and cars were slammed against walls. This man has some scary moments while hunkering down in his basement.
I was trying to figure out why there was so much wind. I looked up and some of the flooring for the upstairs was ripped up and I could only see just debris flying in the distance.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done. Stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Two men are being sentenced to 16 months in prison following a California Justice Department investigation into a statewide retail theft ring. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he thinks this will help slow the state's rise in robberies and theft.
The way to deter crime is for those who seek to commit crime to know that they will be arrested if they commit the crime. They have been arrested. They have been sentenced. Or convicted. They have been convicted to felony convictions consistent with the activity that they committed.
Alexander Cote is pleading guilty to the beheading of three Americans and killing one with blunt force trauma in 2014 and 2015. Two of the Americans murdered were freelance journalists. The other two were aid workers. Cote was charged with an additional 8 counts of conspiracy and faces a mandatory life sentence. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Spring planting season has begun for many farmers, and though their crop prices are higher than they've been in years, the war in Ukraine is causing skyrocketing costs for farmers here in the United States. Farmers are being hit with price hikes across the board in fuel prices and equipment, but especially fertilizer. All of this has people calling it quits when it comes to farming, which has Stephanie Nash, who is a farmer, concerned.
We've seen 45,000 dairy farms go out since 2003. I'm worried for my beef farmers, the processing plants, how four major packers are depending on the price. I'm worried about pretty much all of agriculture. What is our future looking like? And how are Americans going to rally around our agriculture communities? We must support our local agriculture, and we cannot let regulations kill off our food supply.
Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate Google's alleged censorship of conservative candidates ahead of the midterm elections. The move comes after a study found that Google's email platform, Gmail, allows a vast majority of emails from left-leaning politicians to land in user inboxes, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. And finally, day three of the NFL draft kicks off from Las Vegas just after noon Eastern time. More news can always be found at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.